And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is New Year's resolutions. But before we get to my next guest, I want to remind you that I have a poll up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. Go to that site and take the poll. It's on the lower right-hand side of the page. Real simple yes or no question. I ask, are you going to be looking for a job in 2012? And you can answer yes or no. Once you answer the vote on the poll, you'll actually be able to see the interim results, and then I'll announce the final results on the show on Thursday. We've had a couple people take the poll even since I last announced it at the beginning of the show, and we've seen the numbers changing online. So go ahead, take the poll at brainstorming, brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is New Year's resolutions. Each of my guests is discussing a common New Year's resolution, whether it's to find a new job, being healthier, or getting organized. My next guest is a PhD in homeopathy and natural medicine, whose goal is to help us resolve to be healthier in 2012. We'll discuss her 6 points for New Year's health resolution success. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you have a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Victoria Bauman is a healthcare professional, an author, and a speaker with more than 30 years of experience in cleansing, detoxification, digestive, and gastrointestinal health. Growing up with allergies and a predisposition to arthritis and other genetic ailments, she began at a very early age to research alternative treatments to invasive conventional approaches. Dr. Bauman has been interviewed on television and radio and has delivered numerous presentations across the United States and abroad. She's a regular contributor to several national publications in print as well. For the last 3 decades, she's operated a private holistic therapy practice in Phoenix, Arizona. After studying business at Arizona State University, she went on to become a licensed massage and colon therapist for the state of Arizona. She earned her PhD in homeopathy and natural medicine from Westbrook University and a doctorate in homeopathic medicine from the British Institute of Homeopathy. Joining us from the Phoenix area, hi Victoria, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. Good morning. And thanks for letting me be a guest.
Well, good morning, and thank you for being our guest. I mean, this is such a topical issue, particularly at the height of the top of the year. Everybody wants to be healthier in the new year. Many of us make resolutions to do that. But healthcare costs are skyrocketing. You know, people are feeling more stress in their day-to-day life than we've ever felt. The food that we eat is not particularly nutritious, and in some cases may even causing us to be ill. You know, it's no wonder that so many people want to be healthier in the coming year, but by February 28th, studies show us that most people have failed at their New Year's resolution. Why do you think the success rate is so low, Victoria?
Well, I think the first point that I bring up is that most people go for perfection instead of progress. And they get discouraged when, in those first few weeks or months, that they don't see the accumulation of their goal. When, in fact, if we look at progress, if someone wants to take off 50 pounds, it's realistic to go for 2 pounds a week. But they want to see it come off by the end of January. And that's not realistic.
Well, we're the instant society. We've got text messaging. We've got email. We've got, I mean, of course we want instant results. That's the world in which we live, Victoria.
I know it is, but when it comes to our health, we have to look at it differently.
All right. So give us some ideas about why being healthier in this coming year is going to be so important, or why is it important just in any year?
Well, I'm going to say the first reason is I want to feel good. Life is much better. Your wealth means nothing if you don't have your health. And when someone's health goes down, they'll spend every dime they've got to try and get it back. If we will do some things in advance and take better care of ourselves, we don't tend to have debilitating conditions arise. And if something does happen, let's say we do get diagnosed with a disease, our vital force is stronger, so we have more to work with in order to regain our health back.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. So feeling good is the number one reason, perhaps, to try to get healthy this year. Are there any other reasons that might come to mind?
Well, I think money. I don't like spending money going down and getting painkillers for headaches or antacids because my stomach hurts or those kind of things, when we can use some moderation is one of my big key words in our behaviors and not have those things occur.
Well, that's on a personal level, Victoria. I'm going to take it a step farther because I think our society is moving in this direction. I'm not sure I like it, but I think it's moving in this direction. When I drive down the street these days, because I'm from California, I see somebody smoking. In my mind, I immediately go, ooh, that's bad. That person is smoking. That person is going to develop emphysema or cancer and is going to go on the government dole at some point. We're going to have to bail them out, and that's increasing everybody's health care costs. The same is true when I look at school lunches and I see, oh, these children are starting out and they're a little bit overweight. They'll soon be obese. That's going to create type 2 diabetes, and eventually our health care costs are going to go up because of that. Am I just being overly critical, or do you see the trend that our society is moving more and more towards societal pressure on being healthier because of the impact that it has on every one of us?
Well, I'm in your camp completely. Many years ago, we had insurance policies that were 80-20, and you paid 20% of the cost, and your insurance covered 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have prepays and all those things. And I've often espoused that if we took a person that chose to smoke and they would lose 10%, so they would pay 30% of their cost instead of 20%. And if a person were obese, then they would pay 10% more. So you could essentially have a person paying 5% of their cost because of their lifestyle choices. Now, high blood pressure can be controlled. Maybe a person wants to use acupuncture. Maybe they want to use diet. Maybe the only way it's going to work is using prescription drugs. And I'm okay with their choices as long as they're able to, and biofeedback's another method, is to bring that blood pressure down into an appropriate range.
Oh.
So I agree. We have people that want their behaviors without consequences, and then they expect the collective whole to pay the bill when things run rampantly awry for them.
My guest is Victoria Bauman. She's the author of the book, You Gotta Have Guts, The Natural Way to GI Health, GI standing for gastrointestinal health. But today we're talking about her 6 points for New Year's resolution success in the area of health. So, Victoria, you've already talked about one of them, and that is progress, not perfection. Why is it that on January 1st, so many of us set this up to be an all or nothing situation? I'm going to lose 25 pounds or that's going to be the end of it. Why is that really black and white thinking so dangerous for us when it comes to meeting our goals in health?
Well, I call it hopium, and it's a drug, and we hope we can do it, and we don't put together a game plan that's going to get us there. So we have aspirations, but we must back our aspirations up with positive action. And the memberships at the gym go sky high. I mean, everybody's signed up on the second. And instead of just looking and going, well, I have little steps lead to positive change. Let's say I do want to take off some weight. Why don't I just start walking for 5 or 10 minutes and getting that heart rate up instead of going down and working out to the point that I come home and the next morning when I wake up, I can't get out of bed. I hurt so bad. So we're extreme in things that we do, and I like to bring people back to the middle and go moderation. You can do that workout in probably 6 weeks, but start with a little step.
That makes a whole lot of sense. That way it's not quite the shock to the system. So, Victoria, give us some ideas of some of these, the middle ground, as you say, some simple steps towards losing weight or getting fit where we don't have to just jump in with both feet. What are some simple things when it maybe comes to losing weight?
Well, with losing weight, I think we need to look at proportion size. In other words, a portion of food, if we look at a piece of protein, it should be about the size of a deck of cards, not a 16-ounce steak. If we're looking at a piece of fruit, the apples that we get today per grams or ounces is probably equal to 2 pieces of fruit. So we've supersized everything. And the average meal at a restaurant is half too much for a man and two-thirds too much for a woman in some instances, or a third too much for a man and a half too much for a woman. So you should take your doggy bag home if you don't want to pack on the pounds when you go out to eat.
Well, that does bring up an interesting cultural phenomenon, because we are all accustomed to bigger is better. That's why super meals at McDonald's and the other fast food restaurants have become so popular, because, hey, I'm a man, in my case, I'm a man, and I can eat all of that burger. I can eat all of that fries. It's almost like throwing down a gauntlet at these restaurants and saying, here's the food, we dare you to eat it.
You're absolutely right, and it becomes a personal choice. I can go to almost any fast food restaurant and find a healthy meal. However, I have to look and make a good choice and then say, okay, am I going to take off half of the bread that's in that serving? Or am I going to choose apple slices instead of French fries? So we can make those choices, and it comes back to personal responsibility.
All right. Personal responsibility is the name of the game. My guest is Victoria Bauman. She is talking about her 6 points for New Year's resolution success in the area of health. We've hit on two: progress, not perfection. Little steps lead to positive change. The third one is kind of counterintuitive for me, Victoria, and it is give your word to somebody else. Now, why is it that people will keep their word if we give it to a friend or a close family member, rather than if we just say it to ourselves? I mean, why will we keep our word to somebody else, a stranger, rather than just keeping our word to ourselves?
Because they can make us accountable. They can look us in the eyes and say, how did you do this week? Where we won't do that to ourselves. So it's part of human nature. Some people can, most people can't.
All right. Now, some people that I talked to about this, so they had a different take on it. They said that if I tell my plans to somebody else, I'm giving my power away to that somebody else. I'm giving the accountability that you just talked about away to somebody else and not keeping it myself. In what ways is telling another person giving away your accountability or not giving away your accountability to these people who think that?
I'm going to say that no man is an island. And when we have a support group or a support person that's willing to be unconditional, they're not going to put blame or shame or guilt or fear into the equation, but simply be someone that I can say to them, you know, this is where I slipped up today. And they go, okay, well then next time let's make a different choice. And they're helping to guide me. I don't think I'm giving my power away. I think I'm enlisting loving support.
All right, that makes sense. My guest is Victoria Bauman. So, Victoria, let's talk about those mistakes. You say, you know, falling off the bandwagon and so forth. Your next point is that one mistake is not the end of the world. So why is forgiveness, particularly self-forgiveness, so important in the process of keeping a healthy New Year's resolution?
Well, again, we started out with our discussion on perfection. I have a dear friend that is a beautiful violinist, and she's amazing in the music that she makes. And I know she practices a lot, but in talking with her and her mom, when she was 3 years old, she started playing violin, and it was very screechy and scratchy. And I said, well, how often did you practice? And she says, well, all the time. And her mom rolled her eyes. Because we know that if you miss one practice, it doesn't stop you from becoming excellent at something. But it's if you choose to miss every practice, you're not going to get there. So if we can forgive ourselves and say, gee, I didn't wake up in time today to exercise, and then look at why. Did I not go to bed early enough? Did I eat something that upset me? Was I worried about something? Sometimes we need to get a perspective on our emotional state. And then forgive ourselves and just say, hey, I can forgive myself, but I'm not going to give up on myself.
And that is an important distinction. My guest is Victoria Bauman. She is the author of the book, You Gotta Have Guts, The Natural Way to GI Health. But today we're talking about her 6 points for New Year's resolution success in the area of health. Another one, Victoria, that I found counterintuitive is the one that you say, count your blessings. Now, you know, what ways is gratitude beneficial to achieving one's New Year's resolution in health?
Well, I believe that a positive attitude makes us feel better. And oftentimes, we don't get a pat on the back for taking off 1 pound. We worked all week, and it only went down 1 pound. But if we look at what's beautiful in our world, we have a better outlook, and a better essence within our being. And that translates to many other things. And then I can say, wow, maybe I only lost 1 pound, but I lost 1 pound. The average person put on 7 to 12 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day.
Wow.
I didn't. So the fact that I didn't, I think I can pat myself on the back. And when I start looking at what is beautiful, I have some flowers that are blooming in my garden. The first bulbs are up and they're blooming. It's like, that's beautiful. That's just the wonder of God and the glory of our world. And that gives me a sense of accomplishment, of beauty about my world. And then I can look and go, hey, I've shifted my focus to something that is good, and it can help me keep my goal in sight as to what my long-term goal is. So my short-term goal today is, okay, I'm going to get that walk in at lunch.
All right, my guest is Victoria Baumann. So, Victoria, you do focus in on the little things. I thought it was rather interesting that one of the examples that you give is being thankful for our hands. Now, that's an unusual thing to be thankful for. If I have to look for, you know, to be thankful for my hands, why focus on the little things?
Because we tend to see our world as the big picture. A vote is so important. A vote is so important. And if I don't go to the polls and vote, I'm impacting that election. And people say, oh, my vote doesn't count. Well, when it comes down to there was only 3 votes different, it did matter. And so I look at the little things. If I can clean up and keep my little corner of the world beautiful, then I know my neighbors wave and they like me. And if somebody drives by my street, they look and go, wow, that home has pride. So when we take care of ourselves, maybe we can have a better impact. And people will say to me, I want to live the way you live. I want the quality of health and the frame of mind and the positive outlook that you have. What do? As I take care of the little things, I go back to the basics.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Victoria Baumann. She's author of the book, You Gotta Have Guts, The Natural Way to GI Health. We've been talking about staying healthy in the year 2012. So, Victoria, if people are intrigued by what you have to say and they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about what it is that you do, where would you direct them to go?
Well, my website is My Real Health. That's MyRealHealth.com. And I would love to have them contact me.
MyRealHealth.com. Victoria, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.